You just made an interesting noise, Wendy. More interesting than the noises you usually make.
I just kind of said,
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I forget he's gone. Yeah, he shouldn't be gone at 66.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but like if you're watching any of the late night talk shows, they're bumping in and out at least two of them and maybe all of them. I don't know.
Yes.
I flip around. But they've been bumping in with Tom Petty songs all week. And it makes your heart stop for a second or two every time you hear it, doesn't it? Patrick McDonald is here to talk about the world of film with us and a very special event that's going on here in Chicago. Nice to see you, Patrick. And I see you've brought one of our favorite guests.
Yes. You went to introduce him?
Nope, absolutely not. I refuse to.
Andrew Kaufman.
Anthony Kaufman.
Anthony.
See,
we were told Andrew Kaufman would be here.
You put me on the spot.
You guys should have introduced me. They know me better than you do.
How are you, Anthony? Good to see you again. The reason being, the big Chicago International Film Festival is now.
Yes.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Boy, we're batting a thousand.
I live in the future.
Yes, thank you.
I live in the future.
I want to tell you that Anthony brought up a little Chicago International Film Festival guide. It's the 53rd annual. And I look through this and want to circle about 10 million different things that I want to see.
We have a lot of movies. That's one of the great things about it is I would say 90% of those movies you can only see at the Chicago International Film Festival. They're not going to play at, the multiplex. They're not going to show up on Netflix even. They're not going to show up on.
Why is that?
Well, because a lot of these films are from all around the world.
Yeah.
And, a lot of those films don't end up playing in the U.S., tragically. But they're great films. I mean, we have genre films, thrillers, exciting stuff, comedies. Mm-hmm. That's audience friendly. It's not like it's all obscure art films. These are mainstream films from all over the world. And they're harder to find in the U.S.
Yep.
So this next 2 weeks is really the place to see a lot of these films.
Well, and also, too, in to make a good point about just distributorship in America, of films, and usually to find something unusual, you have to go to these festivals. And as Anthony and I were talking in the green room, this is international.
Mm-hmm.
This is we're going to have filmmakers from all over the world and actors and people associated with these films coming in for discussions. And my big take on these film festivals, having gone to Tribeca this year and done the Chicago International for the last 8 years, is the atmosphere. It is interacting with people there and discussing the films, as Anthony and I were talking.
Yeah, we have Q&As with directors and actors after most of the films.
People who have never attended a Q&A after a film, you can't believe how much extra depth it gives the movie, because you find out the motivations of everybody involved, and it's such a nice thing. I love when that takes place after a movie.
Yeah, and I think it just gives you time to digest the movie more and talk to people more, and it just makes for a fuller experience. You don't just go and, you're done.
Yeah.
You go and you keep going and you keep talking and you really get into the issues of the films,
I have a question.
Yep.
53 years doing this, correct?
Yep.
Are there a ton more people now? Because I think how we watch movies have changed. It's changed drastically. Before, you'd go see a movie and you'd move on and get on with your life. Now it's like you want to find out everything you can about this movie, hence the Q&A. Way more people attending now than 53 years ago, huh?
Well, I wasn't alive when the festival started.
Fault is that, Anthony? Let's be honest.
It's the festival director.
It is the festival director's fault.
Yeah, the guy who founded it, Michael Kutza.
He just wanted to beat you to the punch.
Yeah. He should have invited me.
Yep.
All right, but you have numbers, smarty pants.
I don't know. Yes, it's increased obviously over the years. It was, it was a much smaller festival back in the day. Now it's a big deal, and like I said, films from all over the world, people from all over the world. This is a major international destination festival.
And there's still people though who believe that you have to be a member of some exclusive club or in the film industry to attend this, and that's not the case at all.
No, I hope not. And we have, we have matinees that are not too expensive.
Yeah.
We have late night shows, which are also cheaper, and fun genre films from all over the world. I'm particularly fond of, we have an international film noir section this year. Films from Thailand. We have the Slovakian Oscar entry, this great crime drama about smugglers in Slovakia, the border. A Belgian serial killer drama, an Italian mafia story. These are fun movies.
Sure. I always say this about foreign films. I know people sometimes are afraid because they have to read during the movie, and that can be frustrating.
Are you pointing at me?
I'm not pointing at you. Yeah, I know I am. The thing about foreign films and a lot of independent films is they're unpredictable. Like for your average Hollywood film, you know when it starts out, you kind of get the idea of where it's headed.
Oh, yeah.
But with foreign films, they don't follow any formula at all.
I mean, some do, but some don't. Yeah. Full of surprises. Absolutely.
Anthony Kaufman from the 53rd Chicago International Film Festival with us right now. He wasn't there for number one. And Patrick McDonald. We're going to take a break, but I want you to think about something, Patrick. You've gone, you said, for the last 8 years?
Yes.
Do you have a specific way, like a good guide to follow? Like, how do you know what to see? Do you just go through the guide and circle and try and figure that out?
Looking for recommendations is your best bet. Keeping up on the press and the literature around you is key to finding out, but also go up to people and say, what do you like? You know, because a lot of times
in the world of film, you mean?
Yeah.
Not just people will slap you if you just walk up to somebody and say,
I'm just doing very well in this appearance.
You have to ask them what their taste is first.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Because everyone has different tastes.
Yeah,
it's like, what's your favorite movie? And if they say, you know, Forrest Gump, and you hate Forrest Gump, then you're like, I'm not going to take that recommendation.
Right.
Very good.
True. All right. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. The 53rd Chicago International Film Festival takes place next week. We have a couple of guests discussing it. We have Patrick McDonald, who comes on with us all the time to talk about movies, and then Anthony Kaufman, one of the programmers. And I'm guessing that means you're one of the people who select which films are shown. Is that what that means?
That's right.
Yeah.
We watched thousands of films and picked about 140 features and another 50 or so short films.
Are there some that you enjoy that you say, as much as I love this film, I just don't think it'll play?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't name any names.
No,
but,
you don't have to name names.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There's some, but I would say, for the most part, I'll go to bat for a film.
Yeah.
If I love it, I'll be like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some people who are going to love it too.
I would imagine.
Well, you're putting yourself in the audience's place, even though you have a certain expertise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, there's some films that I don't love. They're not personally my taste, but I'm like, I know the audience is going to like this
film. Right, right. Is there some country, like the United States has the reputation as being the most influential in terms of making movies, but is there some country right now that's just doing the best work and not getting the notoriety it should?
Well, we do have a number of films from Hungary.
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow. Oh, I'm sorry. This is from the Blues Brothers.
I mean, I don't know what's happening in Hungary right now, but it's kind of cool. You know, we found like four films from Hungary that were like, these are good films. We should show these films.
Well, there are certain movements that emerge because of what's happening in the countries. Like Iran, for example, had a time, and South Korea had a time.
Yeah. Because of political unrest. We have a couple of really strong Iranian films. But, you know, I want your audience to know we actually have some great American films, too. You know, we have some big
USA.
Films.
USA.
I think Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water, which is our closing night film.
People would know him primarily from Pan's Labyrinth, probably. He's done some great horror films over the years.
Yeah, but and some, you know, yeah, great Hollywood stuff as well. This is going to be, you know, mark my words, like the one of the big films at the end of the year everyone's going to be talking about.
Really?
Yep.
Excellent. A very special guest, by the way, at the film festival, and that is Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
That's him.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Is he a sir? I think he is a sir now.
Yeah, he was knighted.
Yeah, so he's
we're knighting him right now. Let's face it, we have that power.
There's going to be a discussion with him on Wednesday.
Was he selected for his work in the Emoji movie?
He said that he enjoyed that experience, despite the fact that no one liked that movie. He's a funny guy, right? He plays these serious roles, but he's really quite funny and bawdy.
Right.
And I'm excited for that discussion. I think he's going
to
be great.
His role in American Dad has to be the true Patrick Stewart. Seriously.
I didn't see it.
He plays the CIA director on American Dad.
Yes. That's very funny.
And he's just totally out there.
Is he in one of these films?
He's not.
He just decided to come and support it.
Yeah, he's he wanted to come out and support it. You know, he had Logan, and we liked Logan. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
There was actually a Logan Noir. I don't know if you're aware of. They released a black and white version.
Right.
Did they? Yeah, yeah. I think you can get it on DVD. So there's that noir connection. But I know he just wanted to come, and we were like, glad to have you.
Yeah, you can't say no to him. He's Patrick Stewart.
That's right.
A career retrospect, sir.
All right, Patrick, I've been waiting for 20-plus years to ask this question of somebody. You have seen the new Blade Runner movie,
yes,
Blade Runner 2049. Please tell me it's great. Please. Oh, no.
Oh, there's a pause.
Oh, no. It's a bad sign.
Listen, visually, it's stunning.
Yeah.
I think the story is thin, and I'm not trying to put a damper on this whole thing. It has a 94% rating on RT. I mean,
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. And I'm stunned by that, quite frankly. I think
you're going to get some hate mail, Patrick.
Yes, yep. I always do. It doesn't matter.
But this will come in-house.
My
this will all be
mail.
From us here in the room.
Something like this that you're looking forward to, does it sometimes matter if it's great? Because doesn't some of the nostalgia fill up the greatness?
I think in this case, that's definitely a possibility. The director is Denis Villeneuve. Thank you. I looked up that looked up that pronunciation this morning, and
French Canadian.
He did the amazing Arrival last year. Did you like that one, Anthony?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, that had a visual acuity and also had that great story associated with it.
It was our closing night actually last year.
Oh, okay, very good. Yep. Yes, but this film has the visuals, but to me the story is too thin. It doesn't really. Create any kind of buzz from the other picture.
Some people said that about the first movie, though, that the visuals were amazing, but there wasn't a lot of story.
And didn't people like that after the fact? Like it wasn't an instant hit?
Yes.
Yes. I think it built up, especially as you know, the cult of science fiction got larger and larger. The geekdom, if you want to call it that, got larger and larger. And then it took on a reverential type on the mantle of science fiction, it became one of the big ones. It is both cult and mainstream in a sense. So a 3 out of 5. I mean,
that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Harrison Ford is back in this one.
The atmosphere, yes. Harrison Ford is back.
Jared Leto is in this one.
Yes.
And Ryan Gosling singing some leftover songs from La La Land.
I hope so. He needs to cheer up.
Yeah.
You see him on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
He was very funny. Yeah.
He cracked himself up all through that episode.
A lot. All right. So 3 out of 5 for Blade Runner 2049.
Yes.
And that's opening tomorrow.
Yes. And three other films just quickly, The Mountain Between Us with Kate Winslet, Idris Elba. I really liked it. It was an unconventional way to tell a love story through a disaster movie. We have Mark Felt. Here's the full title, The Man Who Brought Down the White House.
Mm.
That's an unwieldy little title. I guess they couldn't call it Mark Felt Deep Throat because that title had already been taken.
Yeah,
but it's kind of choppy, but I think it's a good reminder of what's going on in our government and what can happen if people get in that want to do certain things. So I give that 3.5 out of 5. And finally, an independent film opening in a music box called Lucky. The elegy for Mr. Harry Dean Stanton is his final film.
Wow.
He completely stars in it. It's about a man who lives in this town in the plains of I would say Arizona, it looks like. But it's sort of a Western, but they call him an atheist in him, and that's one of the big things. But I don't think that's really the primary focus. It's basically Harry Dean Stanton being Harry Dean with David Lynch and Ron Livingston. And it played at Chicago Critics Fest was the favorite of that
David
festival.
Lynch directed or acts
no,
in
no,
it?
No, he acts in it.
He acts in it.
I love him, too.
He's great. The screenwriters told me a story about him. He came onto the set completely prepared, more prepared than anybody, because he knows how much that delays the set.
Yeah.
So he wanted to be on there and just, you know, play his David Lynch role in the
Interesting.
Way That,
so those are the big movies this week. And then, Wendy, there's something that we wanted to call some attention to, right?
Yes.
What?
Camille, if you're ready with this song, we have lost a local treasure and a rock and roll gentleman, Skip Haines, who wrote the song Lakeshore Drive with Alyota Haynes-Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. We interviewed him just as Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was coming out, because that song, Lakeshore Drive, was featured in the movie. He, I believe, was 70 years old. He passed away. There are some rumors that he wants his ashes scattered on Lakeshore Drive.
That's fitting.
And he recorded a little special version of this just for us, Bill.
Wow. Just like it. With Bill and Wendy getting into town, just slipping on by with Bill and Wendy, crying at trouble bound.
So bless you, Skip Haines. Hang out with Tom Petty, won't you?
What an honor. Thank you, Anthony Kaufman. Great things ahead with the Film Festival, the 53rd Chicago International Film Festival. And Patrick, always good to see you. Thanks so much
I'm
for being
Andrew
here.
McDonald.
No, Andrew.
Just going back.
Stop it.
If people want to visit your website, where should they go?
HollywoodChicago.com, ChicagoFilmTour.com. We're running this weekend on the marathon on Saturday only.
Excellent.
And ChicagoFilmFestival.com. We're at the AMC River East starting Thursday for 2 weeks.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks,
really
guys.
Yep.
More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.